So we just came off the 5-part series on affair-proofing your wedlock. And last night I was reading My Quiet Time again and thought, you know where we need to go now? We need to go with what those famous theologians, Daryl Hall and John Oates, spoke about in their song, You've Lost That Loving Feeling. Whoa, oh, that loving feeling. You lost that loving feeling, and now it's gone, gone, gone. Whoa, 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 whoa. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Slayer, Slayer, Slayer. I need to put some echo on that. Slayer, 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 Slayer. And if you are a Slayer fan, that's like a double entendre for you. Can make, yeah. Wake up, Slayer, and wake up, Slayer. This is the David Alliance Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, those of you in the Cayman Islands, we've got quite a few of you listening. Thank you for jumping on board. You can reach out to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And again, coming off this last series, I've had a lot of people shouting out to me. I want to shout back out to Edward, Pete, Rick, and Debbie. Debbie, I don't know if your husband had you listen to it or if you just listened to it on your own, but thank you. And that's exactly what has happened. Some of the people that have been reaching out to me saying, look, I've been listening to that series with my wife and it has sparked amazing conversation. And they literally said, we would not have had the conversation had you not brought it up, listened to it, and even mentioned, listen to this with your spouse. Because look, I bring up uncomfortable things, and you both can sit there across the table, listen to it, feel awkward, look awkward, but then hopefully talk about what's really going on. And like we said, generate the emotions to fill the void that both of you might be feeling. And that's what it's all about. So thank you. Now, today, I was reading yesterday, and today it hit me, this is where I want to go. It's not on affair-proof your marriage. It's on affair-proof your Christian walk. 1 Kings chapter 11, verse 11, talking about King Solomon. King Solomon, however, loved many foreign women. Besides Pharaoh's daughter, he loved Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, Hittites, Tittites. Okay, not Tittites, but he probably would have loved them if they were there. They were from nations about which the Lord had told the Israelites, you must not intermarry with them because they will surely turn your hearts after their gods. Nevertheless, Solomon held fast to them in love. Don't want to know what that really means. He had 700 wives of royal birth and 300 concubines. And his wives led him astray. As Solomon grew old, his wives turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not fully devoted to the Lord his God, as the heart of David his father had been. So Solomon did evil in the eyes of the Lord. He did not follow the Lord completely, as David his father had done. Solomon is the wisest man ever in the world. He makes Bill Gates look like a first grader with a broken crayon. People from all over the world came to him, and God gave him a supernatural knowledge about biology, science, math, everything. He was the wisest. Do you think somewhere he skipped that rule, that chapter on don't sleep with other women, especially women who serve other gods? Apparently, he didn't care. He was so wise and yet so stupid. Gentlemen, it's not sin that typically draws you away from your walk with God. It's love. It's what you love. So you have Solomon, the wisest man in the world, the richest man in the world, the most admired man in the world, the most popular man in the world. And it's love that is his end. Samson, strongest man in the world. It was what he loved that led him away from God. David, he was closest to God's heart. It was what he loved that led him away from God. Jacob was suckered into marrying Leah due to his love for Rachel, blinded by love. And then, I mean, there are other people in the Bible, but let's get today. I won't say last names, but just in the last few years, here are today's faith heroes that have fallen. Jimmy, Bill, Chuck, Clark, William, Rodney. And unfortunately, my mind continues to say and think of even more. I just, I just told you the ones that were famous. I probably could name another 20 of just friends that I had that are in ministry that were led astray by what they loved. And so there's money. There's money. Maybe it's not a woman. There's maybe money you're in love with. Or maybe it's the hunt of making money and deals and advancing your career. Or maybe you're in love with adrenaline. You're an adrenaline junkie. Or maybe you're in love with partying, with alcohol, with drugs. Maybe you're in love with sports. Every weekend, got to play softball, got to bowl. Or maybe it's hobbies. Maybe it's hunting. Maybe it's fishing. Or maybe we are in love with our families. That's good, right? They come first at any cost? No. What is it you love? Ephesians chapter 2 says in verse 2, Revelations chapter 2, verse 2 says about this to the church of Ephesus, "Yet I hold this against you, you have forsaken the love you had at first." Now what's interesting here is the Ephesian church, they're doing everything right. God even says it right here in verses 2 and 3. "I know your deeds, your labor, your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate those who are evil, and you have tested and exposed as liars those who falsely claim to be apostles. Without growing weary, you have preserved and endured many things for the sake of my name. However, this one thing I have against you, you're not in love with me anymore." So it's possible to live for God wholeheartedly and not love God wholeheartedly? Apparently. And that should be the wake-up call of all wake-up calls. Remember Matthew 7, 21 through 23? "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who's in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many mighty works in your name?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.'" So you can have the power, the works, the looks, the track record, the admiration, the perseverance, the church attendance, the prophetic gift that grows others in Christ, the family, and even the tally card of how many demons you've cast out. But without love, you know, this theme's all over the Bible. 1 Corinthians 13, starting in verse 1, "If I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but if not love, I'm a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have a prophetic power and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so that it's to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing." Man, the goal is not to die with the most toys. It's not to die with having led the most people to Christ. It's not even dying a sinless life, pure and complete in holiness. It's simply this: dying in love. In love with the Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Garth Heckman with the David Lyons. Thanks for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.